Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 284, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 284. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. Loss is not loss when properly perceived. Pain is impossible. There is no grief with any cause at all. And suffering of any kind is nothing but a dream. This is the truth. At first, to be but said, and then repeated many, many times. And next, to be accepted as but partly true, with many reservations. Then, to be considered seriously more and more. And finally, accepted as the truth. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. And I would go beyond these words today, and past all reservations, and arrive at full acceptance of the truth in them. Father, what you have given cannot hurt. So grief and pain must be impossible. Let me not fail to trust in you today, accepting but the joyous as the truth. Amen. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. As I contemplate this lesson, I see that all the thoughts that hurt are all the ones where I have gone down the rabbit hole. It seems that what starts the progression down the rabbit hole is something comes into awareness. A relative truth happens. And then I add onto that with the ego's story. For example, I was expecting someone to show up in a meeting. And the relative truth was that that person didn't show up. They weren't in the meeting. And so the awareness that the person did not show up led to the thought, the person didn't show up. And in that thought, I had the choice to take it at face value that the person was not there. Or I can add on to it. I could add on something like, oh, they didn't show up, probably because I said something last time they didn't like. It's because of something I did. From the relative truth that they are not in the meeting, I've added on all this guilt and blame. Attacking myself. Or maybe I added on to the relative truth that, oh, they didn't show up. They told me they would show up. This really puts me out. And in that, now I've become the victim. But the only thing that really happened was they didn't show up. All of that other stuff is just going down the rabbit hole. Just trying to make me suffer, looking to place blame. So when I find myself down the rabbit hole, I can go back to that first initial relative truth and just sit with that relative truth. In this example, she didn't show up. And then I don't add on to it. I just allow myself to sit with it and become comfortable with sitting with that thought. And as I learn to sit with these thoughts in comfort, letting go of the desire to find a victim or to place guilt, but just to sit with the thought, stripping it of any kind of wanting it to be different, simply accepting the relative truth, and then the next step is to sit with the thought and know that creation is moving as it does only with love. And it's just an act of creation. Her not showing up is just an act of creation. It's nothing more. Creation moves in love. And so she didn't show up was creation's movement of love. It all starts with recognizing I am in pain, I am suffering, and to then go back to the relative truth. To be willing to sit in a neutral state, in a non-building identity state, in a state of just being aware of a relative truth, being aware of something that came into my awareness. And then from there, moving into love. Progressionally moving into love. I start where I am, and I move my way along the path to love. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to be willing to acknowledge when I am in pain. Help me to be willing to go back to the relative truth and sit with it with an open mind and an open heart. And help me to move on to love. Give me the strength and endurance. Help me remember my love for you and my devotion to our work. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds by watching our breath. Noticing breath is not us. It's just a relative truth, an awareness in the mind. And as a thought comes into the mind, we notice it as a relative truth. Something coming into awareness. We don't attach to it. We don't claim it as ours. We don't claim it as us. It simply is something that came into awareness. We allow it to be without engaging it. And we become curious about awareness itself. What does it feel like? And we simply sit alert to awareness. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me and having the willingness to recognize when we've gone down the rabbit hole and having the devotion to choose healing instead of pain. Namaste.